Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Life in this sin-corrupted world is an arduous journey. There are temptations along the way from the old evil foe who means our deadly woe. Temptation and trial began with Adam and Eve, as we've heard, and has afflicted all of their children, and no surprise, continue to be brought upon the second Adam, the promised seed of Eve, whose heel would be bruised by the serpent. Jesus is afflicted by the same accuser and slanderer who afflicted our first parents in the Garden of Eden, where the confrontation with the first Adam occurred in God's holy paradise. This confrontation from Matthew chapter 4 we hear today with the second Adam occurs in the corrupted opposite of paradise, paradise now turned into the desert, specifically the wilderness on the other side of the Jordan, outside of the promised land. The Lord of the lie in Eden decomposed before the man of dust divine, three loaded questions posed. Jesus undergoes 40 days and 40 nights fast. Hearing that number reminds us that God has already judged the earth once in the deluge, begun by 40 days and 40 nights of rain. And the disobedient Israelites who rebelled against God and Moses many years later were kept out of the promised land for 40 years. Now our Lord is there in that place of exile, taking upon himself a fast, every moment of which brings to mind all the failings of God's people, for which Jesus was willingly humiliated and was willingly obedient. Where Adam, Israel, you and I, and every human ever born were not humble and were not at all obedient, the Lord endured this judgment and trial in our place and for our good. Where Adam, on a full stomach, was weak and unable to resist temptation and failed so miserably and terribly, where the wickedness of all men was great on the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of every person's heart has only been evil continually, there is Jesus, the new Adam and a new Israel, humiliated, standing in our human weakness, alone, hungry, but was strong to save. He resisted. He denied the means of the evil one of feeding himself bread and testing his father and the angels and of taking for himself the world's vain glories. He spoke a firm no to Satan's wickedness, able and willing to, and indeed rejecting the continually evil intentions, thoughts, and desires that come from your heart and mine, repelling the flaming darts of Satan's false preaching with the truth of the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, his own Word. The second Adam's victory in the wilderness is your victory. You receive Jesus' victory by putting your faith in him as Savior and Lord, trusting in the victory of him who stood for you in this life, in your flesh, who fought and defeated the devil, the world, and our flesh to the very death, and destroyed their true power over you. How comforting this ought to be to you faithful Christians, even as you know you go out into this world with severe temptations and trials that will and do indeed come upon you each and every day. Take comfort, dear Christian. These should by no means be a surprise to you in your Christian life. Take comfort as you hear today of the Son of God himself under the claws of the devil and the assailed with temptations. It is precisely the most pious and dearest children of God who are going to be afflicted. Temptation is proof that you are among the dear children of God. Baptized into Christ, you have a target on your back. You were made an enemy of Satan. God's beloved Son went straight from his baptism in the Jordan out into the wilderness, into his temptation at the hands of Satan. Where he goes, you're going after him. Through the valley of the shadow of death, he takes you. In the presence of your enemies. And then there is this strange paradox that God has a hand in our trials and temptations. Here again, the words of the evangelist. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness in order to be tempted by the devil. When you see yourself surrounded by sheer temptation, sheer evil and horror, it is precisely at that place where the Lord stands with you, knows what you are encountering, sees your very sorrow, and remembers his own. More than that, everything happens according to God's will. And according to his sacred counsel, he imposes temptation over you and me, his children, in order to set his target once more on the tempter, on the slanderer and false accuser of his children, to show his ongoing victory over Satan through the work of the gospel in your heart and soul and mind, as he gives you his Holy Spirit to resist. So temptation and trial and suffering, albeit never a comfortable thing for you, serves for your own good. Even though it burdens and distresses you in your body, conflicts your conscience, brings anxious hours, our loving Heavenly Father wills to use the sufferings of this present life to teach and discipline us in our faith and to bring lasting benefits to our soul. My power, Jesus says, is made perfect in weakness. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, says the apostle. We pray that God would guard and keep us, that we may finally overcome our enemies and win the victory. So God calls you to take up the sword of the Spirit, strike the enemy with the powerful word of God. As our Lord said, it stands written, and struck down Satan with his all-powerful word. So you, in your trials and temptations, lay hold of the promises of God in Holy Scripture and take refuge in Christ and his victory over sin and death and Satan. This means that every day we flee for refuge to our baptism into the victorious death and resurrection of Jesus. Remember your baptism. Confess your sins. Seek to hear the precious absolution in full faith and trust. You know, we would do well in our congregation to make more use of private confession and absolution, the practice of our baptism. Every day, learn of Jesus Christ to pray in your trials. God desires that we pray fervently and devoutly for his comfort and aid, to seek his face, to call upon the counsel of his word, the only one who can deliver from devil and hell. We learn to pray by participating in the prayer life of the church, both at home and here when it's offered. We know the counsel of God by seeking to study it and meditate upon it more each day. Finally, become more hostile to sin. Learn from Christ to withdraw more and more decidedly from the wickedness of this corrupted world and its fleeting vanities. Man does not live by bread alone. Let the devil show the riches and glories of this world and its pseudo-kingdoms to you. He'll flash them in front of your face very constantly. Let them all be gone, though. If they would be your idol to bow down to, cut them out. If they would cause you to sin, they have not won anything. Recognize the false hopes and dangerous snares of the devil that this world attempts to fool you with. And again, point to the true Father and his baptism that claims you. Tell them to be gone, as our hymn says, I am baptized into Christ, Satan. I belong to Jesus. I don't need your falsehoods. I have all that I need in the victory that's been won for me by my Lord Jesus, the wonderful second Adam who came to be my Savior and Lord. Suffering and cross-bearing, heartaches and grief and shame, and even despair, we endure them but only for a time, for a short season. Their power and the enemies behind them have been defeated, and it will all be brought to a good end, even as this season of Lent will work its way through the darkness of Good Friday and into the bright light of Easter Day. Because there the Lord finished off the trial over sin, silenced the old accuser once and for all, and garnered the Father's ringing verdict for you. Not guilty, holy, worthy of eternal life, paid for with my Son's holy, precious blood. So do not cease to struggle against all that plagues you. Do not let your courage fail. Do not give one inch to the devil. He's judged, the deed is done, the one little word has fell him, has caused his downfall. It is finished, our Lord said. And that stands written. And nothing can ever take that victory away from you. Not life, not death, not height nor depth, not angel, not demon, not anything else in all creation. So take comfort and refreshment. Find rest for your body and soul today. For the unspeakable comfort and joy of the crucified and resurrected Son of God, who has forgiven you in your own hearing, now wills to share his forgiveness and his union with you now at this altar and rail with his own true body and blood given under bread and wine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord.